SBS Radio.
Well, the new Netflix documentary Game Changers has people talking about the benefits of being a vegan versus meat eaters. What's your take on this?
I think the biggest thing I'd like to sort of put out there to anyone listening to this, because I've had a lot of questions around people now wanting to be a vegan because of the show. And I think the biggest thing people should take away from this is, as long as you get enough nutrients towards your daily intake based around you as an individual, your energy output, your body composition, so what you're made up of, you know, water, muscle, body fat, etc., and making sure you're getting enough nutrients to maintain and sustain good life and energy, that would be the biggest tip and advice I'd pass on to anybody, you know, whether they want to be a vegan, whether they want to be doing something like paleo, or whether they want to just live a healthy lifestyle where meat's included in that. And a healthy lifestyle for somebody else may, you know, be around being a vegan. So it's an each to their own world, as long as you're getting enough nutrients. And that would be my biggest takeaway for anybody listening to this.
And do you believe or know whether vegans actually get enough nutrients through their diet to function at their best with whatever they choose to do?
I think the biggest thing in both worlds, or, you know, any sort of diet or lifestyle that you choose to live, same again, making sure that you're getting enough foods would be very important. There's that misconception that plant-based food diets don't provide enough nutrition or nutrients to somebody who, you know, even an athlete, to get the most out of themselves. But we've seen people win gold medals, such as Carl Lewis, 9-time gold medalist, be able to sustain and maintain a high level of competition in life in general by just being a vegan. So it's each to their own world, and it's definitely about hiring someone to teach you the right way to do whatever it is that you choose to do. And when I say hire somebody, a nutritionist or dietitian, to allow you to give the right information to move forward in a healthy perspective around whatever you choose to do.
And is this sustainable or even realistic?
Like I said, whatever you choose to do is sustainable and realistic once you learn the structure and you have the education behind that from sound knowledge, meaning you're not just learning off the internet because someone had written about it. You're actually learning from people who have studied, been in the industry for a long period of time, maybe had a lot of experience with being a vegan versus, for me, I love meat, versus someone who's, you know, been a vegan for 15 years, the information and the amount of recipes, as an example, would be totally different to what I could give you, even though I'm a nutritionist. So try and align yourself with someone that you do align with and obviously has a sound knowledge and background in what you're trying to achieve.
And what tips would you give around choosing a healthy lifestyle, especially around food and what we've been talking about?
I think make it realistic. So whether you choose to be a vegan, whether you choose to, you know, be a pescatarian as an example, it's important to make it realistic around yourself, your life, your work. We spend so much time at work. Make sure that, you know, you're able to sustain that by preparing your meals or learning a structure where once you are eating out, you're able to understand how you're going to get the most out of the foods that you're putting into your body based around what you're trying to achieve, whether you're an athlete or, you know, you're a mother of three. It's that understanding of what you're trying to achieve and the direction you're heading that will give you that clarity to move forward smoothly.
Yeah, and what about all this information that's so conflicting, saying that both are good? What are your thoughts?
A lot of people get caught up in, but the data over here proves otherwise, and the data over, and I think there's so many studies that prove that both work, and the choice is merely yours. If we get caught up, it's almost like religion as well. If we try and, you know, talk about what religion's right, we're getting a battle where we're not going to win, and more than likely both people walk away feeling aggravated from their belief not being believed. And that's the most important thing. You choose your life. It's your life. Design it around you. And then make sure that I'm not about preaching to someone in the health and fitness industry. I'm more about providing that guidance, and those that align with that obviously are heading down that same path, and those that want to be a vegan will head down a totally opposite direction and path. But just be sure to make it sustainable, make it realistic, and make it more, most importantly, enjoyable for yourself.
Any final words on this interesting subject that had people's tongues wagging?
Don't get caught up and just jump from fad to fad would be my biggest bit of advice around this. Do what you're about to do because it's based around a healthy or geared around a healthy lifestyle practice that you feel will align with you for the rest of your life. Don't get caught up in fads, especially trying to lose weight. Do something that's, as I said, sustainable. Do something that's realistic. Do something that's enjoyable. And the journey will be, most importantly, one that will be amazing and more importantly, life-changing for yourself.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.